We're back on with Corey Kovacs, fisheries biologist for the Eastern UP out of the DNR office in Newberry. And thank you for some more of your time, Corey.
Oh, no problem, Adam.
We got into some details on Munising Bay going into this weekend, talked about the Curtis area. And as promised now, I kind of like to go north of Curtis there, check in on Whitefish Bay, Teal Bay, all those spots where we got a few reports earlier this winter from you. Is anything happening on Lake Superior? Is there any ice left up there, first of all?
Well, I can tell you Emerson Bay has been vacated of ice. All that ice is blown out. We had a little bit of warm-up at the tail end of last week, the last time I talked to you. So that I wouldn't be counting on fishing there right now on anything solid. No ice right now. You can go east of there, though. Still hit Brimley Bay. There's still some walleye, some northern pike to be had out there. Ice conditions, as far as I know, are steady. It did firm up over this past week. And then just east of there, going into the St. Mary's on the Mosquito Bay, they're still finding some whitefish and some ciscos out there. But I think the conditions are worsening, unfortunately, there with all that water movement. And then with the warmer temperatures that we expect this weekend, I wouldn't be too confident in that location.
All right, well, let's go south of there in the St. Mary's. How about Manuskong, Cedarville, Hessel?
So, yeah, Manuskong Bay, that's one good report that I got for everyone. So looking at walleye, walleye has a good evening bite right now, so maybe not focusing so much on that morning, afternoon. Maybe set up in the afternoon and fish right till dark. So walleye doing real well there, and the occasional good-sized 10, 12-inch perch. So anglers are having some success there. Drop down to Cedarville, Hessel area, perch and pike. That's the consistent fishery right now in that area. And not much in the way of splake. Splake have not really popped up this year, which is surprising, because in previous years they've done really well on those. So Cedarville, expect some perch and some pike. Any of the embayments, ice conditions there, I would expect them to worsen through the weekend, but starting out they should be okay.
All right, quickly, I would like to talk about the possibility this weekend of some rivers in your management zone that could come loose, break free, you know, shelf ice bridges that inhibit fishermen to get out there and chase some early steelhead. What are your thoughts there?
Absolutely. Real close to Marquette, of course, we have the Chocolate River, and I want to say that that's been pretty much open most of this winter with the higher water we've had, keeping that open, but the Chocolate is going to see any steelhead that we're going to have probably earliest for us. So anglers can definitely focus on the Chocolate River, but I'm going to go way to the east over to Luce County and Two-Hearted River. Of course, the only access that time of year, once it starts breaking up, is going to be on snowmobiles, on any kind of sleds to get up there. But when that opens up the mouth, boy, early steelhead on the Two-Hearted, there's really nothing better.
And you think that's a very good possibility with this weather this weekend, huh?
It is a very good possibility, absolutely, Adam. In fact, I'm even considering it myself.
There you go. Corey Kovacs, fisheries biologist for the DNR out of Newberry, and I appreciate the Eastern UP reports. We'll be looking forward to catching up with you again next week, especially on those steelhead.
Sounds good, Adam. It'll be a pleasure to be back.
This is The Outdoor Show.